93.7, the River, the River City's new classic rock that goes Def Leppard, Animal, and everybody does love animals. 40% of Americans own a dog, 29% of Americans own a cat. Among pet owners, 73 own a dog, 49 own a cat. Pet ownership in America breaks down like this. 27% own dogs, but not cats. 12% own cats, but not dogs. 17% own both. And 3% own pets other than cats or dogs, like birds, fish, whatnot. And then 40% of people, they don't have pets at all.
I think people, most people like me, are like me, mm-hmm. and love animals in general.
Yeah, you can see the stats right there. They absolutely do. And I know, hate people talking about this, but this is a part of life, especially if you're a pet owner. If we're lucky, anybody out there, if we're lucky, we'll bury many, many pets in our lifetime.
My thing is, right now, I'm at a point where I honestly just don't know what to do. I'm a little bit upheaval, and I've had to bury pets in my lifetime as living back in Indiana, and I've gone through pets, and the pet Tucker, he died on me, 2 years ago, a year ago, from cancer. Now, I didn't have to take care of doing anything with him, but I have had to bury pets in my lifetime, and I don't know that I would say if you're lucky.
Well, yeah,
you have to bury pets, but I've had to do it.
If you're lucky, that's how it works. What I'm talking about is that is the way it happens. If you're lucky, you outlive your pets. I mean, no one wants to go out and get a puppy and you die before your puppy's even four.
Well, you say if you're lucky, you'll bury many pets in your lifetime. Yeah, I don't know about that.
That's lucky. That means you live longer than your pets. You go out and you get another cat, another dog, so on and so forth. That's the way that it works. That's how it is. So Joe has this dog. And this is a dog that has messed in his house for years, wet all over the carpet. He shared this yesterday. And
she's mentally divergent, this animal.
Mentally divergent?
Yeah. She doesn't have a sound mental health, I guess you could say. She's been messed up for a long time.
She is your dog.
She is my dog. Well, I bought her from my ex-wife.
Okay.
But I inherited her in the divorce.
Okay. Really? Well, you inherited her. An inheritance means it's something good.
Well, I just didn't want her.
Why would you? Yeah. Why would you want a dog that goes all over the carpet? It's mentally divergent.
She's hard to take care of.
So Joe asked me this yesterday. He's like, well, what do I do? She's getting old. She's getting sick on me.
I don't know. I literally don't know what to do here.
He said, what do I do? Should I bury her in the yard when she goes, or should I take her to the vet and have her euthanized? So I told Joe, bury her in the yard. Joe said, well, is that legal? So I went home last night. I Googled it.
I'm curious.
County to county, it does change. But the question to you is, how many people do it in the backyard, or how many people take them to the vet? 766-9370, because I grew up down in Modesto, small house in a neighborhood, small yard. Dad always buried the pets. Legal or not legal, that's just what we did. You know, it looked like a pet cemetery. We had like three or four crosses out there, a couple dogs, a couple cats.
So you just dug right down into the backyard.
Well, how else are you going to bury them?
Where the grass is. Because, I get that when you grow up like where I grew up on acreage and where you live. But yeah. Like where I live now.
Yeah, but you have planters and gardens and you have area.
I'm going to dig down into the planter?
Well, yes, and I hate to get graphic with this, but the body is going to decompose.
Yes, I know this.
It's natural. And what's going to happen is it'll break down and it'll turn into compost eventually over time. And I hate to do that, if there's kids in the car, but that's how it happens. So, if there's a rose bush or a planter or a bush here or a space of dirt, that's what you do. Now, I looked up last night, and it varies county to county as far as restrictions go. But no one's going to know. So, either you want to take her to the vet and euthanize her there and pay who knows how much. It's like $200, I think.
Well, I don't know. I mean, euthanizing, I'm not quite sure. Here, the problem that's come into play is I've noticed something wrong with her. She's got... So, something is going on where she's like coughing or sneezing or doing something that doesn't seem how she always normally is.
Yeah, but is she limping?
She's not limping. She seems to be more sluggish than normal.
How old is she?
No one really knows. When we got her, she was... see, she's not super old. When we got her, she was probably a year, maybe a year and a half old. Now we've had her for probably 11 years.
So I was going to say 10, 11 years.
12, maybe 12, 13, 11, anywhere between 10 and 13 years.
Okay.
But years ago, she got into packs of chewing gum.
Yeah.
That contains that xylitol sugar.
Okay.
Which we all later learned is deathly poisonous to dogs.
Oh, yeah. Clearly deathly poisonous because she ate that stuff about 8 years ago.
My vet said she doesn't understand how the dog is still alive. That little dog, Taylor, has eaten probably 18 packs of that chewing gum. And she had seizures, two seizures, right after she did all that. Never had another seizure ever since, but has not been right.
Since eating the chewing gum.
Has not been right.
Okay.
And has aged very quickly. Looks like an old dog now.
Is she limping? She's not doing any of that? You say she's just a little sluggish?
No limping. She's got the tumors on her that have been checked, and they're like the fat tumors, so they're not cancerous, and they're not bad. So she's getting everything that an older dog would get. The eyes, the
cataracts,
glossy eyes,
yeah.
You know.
So, could she just have allergies?
Yes, easily.
Okay, so what are you going to do then? Are you going to take her to the vet and find out what's wrong with her? Are you just going to wait for her to... I don't understand.
I was going to give it... it's only been going on for a couple of days, and if it continues, then yes, I'm going to take her to the vet, and if it goes away, then I'm just going to treat it like I always do. Well, she's a little messed up and weird, but she runs around and plays still.
But you think she's going to die, any day?
I kind of got a feeling that she's coming to the end.
Okay, so back to the burying. Should you? Could you? Will you?
Would I want to?
I say yeah. That's how you do it. You dig the hole. She's a small dog. You put her in the backyard. You know, you put a nice little towel over, and you're done. Or you load her up. You take her to the vet. $200, $150. They do it there. Then either they keep the dog, or you can also bring the dog back home and then bury her there.
I kind of wanted to bury her like at your place, or you know, I got a buddy lives up in Forest Hill with some property, like someone's place like that.
Take animals to my house.
You guys got property.
Yeah, but it's not my dog. I don't want your dog's bones in my yard. Why would I want your dog buried at my house?
Because you'd be doing me like a favor, man.
Okay, well, you know what? Hey,
so I don't have to bury her out in my backyard where me and my son play on a constant basis. So we're going to keep tripping over the little cross that I put up. I mean, that's just weird to bury her in a little 30 by 20 spot of grass.
Yeah, but
it's so bizarre.
So what about me? You want me and my son when we're out playing catch? You want us tripping over the cross? Or
I can put her, you got a field and all kind of stuff. I can put her back out of the way.
I'm not going to have a pet cemetery.
And she's little, you know. And then let me tell him this. You got to ask me that. Let me tell him what you said when I asked you this. My thought is, if she passes away, it's probably going to be at nighttime in her sleep.
Okay.
Is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
So getting up at the time of day that we get up, nothing is open, nothing is available at that time. What do I do with her until I get home from work that day so that I can take care of what needs to be done?
Sure.
And you know what Dog told me? He said, you got to wrap her. This is what he said to me. He said, you got to wrap her in a plastic bag and seal the bag and put her in your refrigerator. And I said, what? My refrigerator? What are you talking about?
I'm laughing at that advice now because when I hear it said on the radio,
it's kooky.
It sounds kooky, but here's the thing.
It's
hot. It's 104. Decomposition starts in. You don't want bugs, insects, or any other animals, birds, messing with the body. All I said was put her in the bag and put her in the refrigerator so you could store her until you got home to bury her if, in fact, you woke up to her dead and you got to go to work. You don't want to leave her out in the hot sun or in
the
hot garage.
Who is
going to
seal their dog up in a sealed plastic bag and stick them in the fridge? There is no way. I mean, that dog weighs 25 pounds. But I'm not putting it in my refrigerator.
I'm just telling you, I know it sounds crazy, but that's what the vet would do. Or if you
no put, way.
Absolutely.
Nobody would put it into the family's fridge where the family food goes.
I'm not saying that they would, but what else are you going to do, okay? Are you going to have ice ready and put her in an ice chest to keep her somewhere else?
I was going
to
wrap her in a towel and leave her in the backyard until I got
home.
See,
when Joe told me that, I said, that's crazy. You're not going to leave her outside wrapped in a towel when it's 104.
Well, I can't leave her in the house.
I understand that. That's why I said you need to put her somewhere cool so the body's preserved until you can either dig the hole or take her to the vet. I know it sounds crazy when we talk about it.
There's just no way. I would rather strap her to the top of the Xterra and drive to work and back than I would put her in my fridge.
Really? You're going to tie the dog to the roof of the Xterra and drive her around town rather than put her in the fridge?
She would be wrapped up in a towel. Nobody would know what's up there.
You think that's creepy when I told you? I can't imagine passing a car that had a dead dog on the top of the SUV.
How would you know?
What do you... Because it's a dog. You know what dogs look like. What do you mean, how would you know? If you don't see it running around on the roof and it's tied down, you know it's dead.
It's going to be wrapped up in something. and a blanket or a towel or something like that?
766-9370. Should Joe bury the dog? Or do you bury the dogs or do you take it to the vet? What's going on, Nathan? Nathan, appreciate you hanging. What's up?
Hey, guys, what's going on? First of all, I grew up in the Northwest, which dog I hate. I refuse. Haven't been back to the Portland area in 25 years. Just throw that in.
Pause on that note, though. Hold on, Nathan. Pause on that note because I hate the Northwest, too. 111 in Medford today. It's been 104 and up to 108 in Portland.
That's crazy right now.
It's insane.
That's a bit much for them. And those people don't know how to handle it at all.
Well, they don't have air either.
But burying the animals, we always did that, but it's country. But what I did, I lived in Arizona for 15 years, and I had a dog I loved. He was huge, 80, 90 pound mutt, hound dog, whatever. And when he passed, he died on me at a young age. I took him out into the desert, way out where we used to go hiking, and I set him up, and I left him there, and I went back 4 or 5 months later, and I got all the skull of him I could, and he sits on my mantle at my house. And has for the last 6 years.
Whoa,
I got them all articulated. It's great.
Okay, so this is kind of cool. He took this dog out to the haunts and places they used to go, let nature run its course, if you will, and then went back and collected the bones. That's rough.
I love it. It's great.
So my dog,
Cody, I love it. And you know what? I have a pit bull now, family dog lover. And she's getting old, and we're going to professionally have her broke down, and we're going to put the skull back to where it's completely standing as a skull. I think that's the best way to, you know, if it's a dog that's a family member.
That's a little weird.
Great.
What's your fascination with the skull?
I'm not normal anyway, so.
Man, I don't know that I could have her skull.
That's creepy to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you got to think, I got a six-year-old who loves this dog. It's going to be the first time an animal has died.
Yeah.
He knows about death, you know. Yeah. We watched Old Yeller, and I mean, he knows about these things and what happens. But, like, it'll be the first time our family pet has passed away. I think it's going to be hard on him.
Well, it's definitely going to be hard on him, but keeping the bones and all that. I mean, a lot of people, they take him into taxidermy. They'll stuff him now.
I'm not going to stuff Taylor.
Dogs stuff him. Sometimes now people, they cremate him, and they'll keep the ashes. That's like a big thing now with pets. People are cremating and stuffing and preserving their animals. They'll take pictures of the animal, they'll put the ashes below, or they'll have the dog stuffed and they'll mount it on a plaque or a board.
To each their own, you know.
That's fine.
Yeah, you love your animals the way you love your animals, but I don't know that I could do if I could do that or not.
Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, welcome. What's up? 766-9370. Hi.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Well, Joe, you should have him euthanized, for one. It's more humane for the dog. He's not going to be suffering. And dog is right. If you leave him out in the heat, I used to pick up deceased people. It's going to be rancid. Your son will be traumatized.
Even in like the 4 or 5 hours that we're here?
Oh, with this heat wave we have right now? Oh, yes.
And not only that, but the creatures and the bugs and the critters and the crows and the birds. I mean, you don't want to leave the poor thing out. Outdoors.
You should get him euthanized. And then you should have him cremated and then take his ashes and have those tattooed in you with a tattoo.
Ooh. Man, well, people do some weird stuff.
I mean, I would have ashes tattooed in me, but it'd have to be like my mom or my dad. I don't know about my dog, Taylor. And this dog, I love her dearly.
Yeah.
I love this animal dearly. But I'm going to be honest with you. I've only kept this dog because I know no other human being living right now would treat her nicely the way that I do. She's really annoying. She's really hard to handle.
She eats her own feces.
She just eats her own droppings, and so she burps and you know, passes gas, and it's just the stinkiest thing, and it happens all the time, and her breath smells. And
well, look at what her diet consists of.
I try to get her dental treats and brush her teeth, and she's just really hard. I wake up in the morning, I keep her in a little crate she likes to sleep in, and my whole room smells like dog droppings because of her breath. God. And like, it's really, really hard to take care of and love this little dog. So I'm the only one in the world that would ever do it. I know.
It sounds like a blessing when she goes. I mean, honestly, it does. I know you love this little dog, but that's going to be a big favor for you.
Yes.
If she passes.
Yes. My life is going to get a lot easier when she passes, but I don't know that I could euthanize her because she still runs and plays.
What's going on? The River. Welcome.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, I'm trying to find where you guys are located. I want tickets to the Firehouse show tonight, and I can't find where you guys are located to pick them up.
Okay, hang on.
We'll help you out with that.
Yeah, here shortly. No worries, bro. 766-9370. I didn't know why he was calling. But back to this, though. I think it's okay to bury her. I would have the hole dug, and I would have it, you know, whatever size is ready. Have a blanket ready. And if you can't do it, the hole's dug. You can't put her in there. You don't want your son to see it. That's fine. But you're going to save a lot of money, and there's nothing wrong with burying pets in residential spaces. There's not. Everybody that owns a home that has had pets has pets buried there. They all do.
It just seems so crazy to bury a pet like in the area that I live in right now. I mean, you dig down in your yard. I mean, what am I going to hit? Am I going to hit electric lines?
No, you're not digging down that deep. All it needs to be is 2 feet deep.
I'm
going to
go a good three or four feet deep.
Two feet substantial. That's enough. That's plenty. One more here. Elizabeth, welcome.
Good morning. First of all, it's perfectly acceptable to put the animal, your deceased animal, in, I would say, the freezer, in fact. You don't want to leave them out in this heat. You would be horrified to come home and have, even if you care about this animal a little bit, which I think you do, to come home to this body that's decaying, because that's going to give you nightmares for years, number one.
And the smell of death is just, it's awful. With animals, with anything.
You don't want that. No. And believe me, I've housed that for 20-plus years, and a lot of my clients I was with for a long time, there came a time when their animals were going, you know, maybe any time to pass away. And they said, if anything happened while I am gone, please, you know, put, you know, spot in the freezer until I can come home. So I know it's creepy.
Do
with them appropriately. And the other thing is, you don't have to put them out in the middle of your grassy area where you play kickball with your kids. You put them in a corner. You go down about 3 feet. There's not going to be any electrical issues or gas line. I mean, don't put them next to a gas line if you know it's there. And you don't need to call USA
and get permission and all that. I mean, you're only going to dig down like 2 feet. And here's the other thing you could do too, Joe. If you don't want to cross in the yard, you know, go out. They sell those little kits.
A little stone or something?
Yeah, they make those little concrete pads that you can put handprints or paw prints in, or, you know, you can write your names or you can write the date. And it's just a little step stone that you lie next there. It's a little marker. And that way it's not sticking up so people don't see it and all that. You can easily do that. And you and Digger could make it, you know, go to a craft store and, you know, have some fun with it. Making the little, you know, little keepsake piece.
We probably would end up doing something like that. I just wasn't sure if it was legal or what the protocol was when you live in, I mean, I'm not in the city, but I'm clearly in the suburbs.
Well, you're in the city. You're in the city of Roseville. Absolutely.
I am, but not like downtown city. I mean, I've got more than like 10 feet of grass.
Yeah, I say bury it, you know. And here's the next question. Are you going to wait? Are you going to wait for her to die? Are you going to take her in and put her down?
If what's going on with her now doesn't improve by this time next week, I'll take her to the vet, and I'll just ask the vet again, okay, you know, you because the vet's pretty honest with me, and he knows I'm a animal lover, and he knows I'm sensitive to that kind of stuff, and my vet is really cool. So he would say, hey, look, man.
Put her down.
She's coming to the end of her life. I think she's suffering, you know. But I ask him every single time I take her, and he's like, you know what? She looks old. She's stinky. I understand she's hard to take care of, but she's still a pretty healthy animal. So that's why. And we've had those things biopsied on her, and they're not cancerous. They're just because she's old.
766-9370. Hold on.
Dog and Joe.